10.
Conversation never ends. Hand it down, a treasure and trash. It can be used again. There's nothing wrong with hand me downs. You can always change and we'll turn them around. Now I'm having a second hand. But the love we have is first as tried and tested. Sleeping in a second-hand bed, dreaming everyone else's dream. Nothing's exactly ever the same, never what it seems. There is nothing bad about second takes, as long as you don't repeat your mistakes. Now I'm loving a second-hand man, but the love we have is first as I'm a second-hand woman with a second-hand life. I am a second-hand woman, I can live twice. Second-hand woman, second-hand life. I am a second-hand woman, I can live twice. Second-hand woman, yeah, yeah. Second-hand woman, yeah, yeah, yeah. Second-hand woman and I, oh, I can live again.
I was wondering if you might do something for me this evening, which it would be really nice because I've never had a top hit, you know, type thing. And you know how pop stars do a top hit and then they go and sing it live and everybody like comes in after about four bars and claps and goes, woo! Well, can you do that for me on one of my songs?
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah.
Great. That would be really good. Right, this is a song off the album that Rick was talking about, and it's really because blokes don't have handbags while I wrote this, do they? Do any of you blokes have handbags?
No.
No, no, definitely not. Well, because us girlies, we put all our things in our handbags, you see, and blokes do have lots of things, they don't have nothing, so they put it all in their pockets. And it makes all their pockets go all nerdy looking on the sides of their legs, doesn't it? And they have like a comb in their back pocket for about 5 years. And it goes all bendy, you know, like that. And then it makes a hole in that pocket and then it falls out their leg. Doesn't it? Doesn't it, girls?
Yes!
So that's what this song's about. Oh yeah, and when Fairport come on, you'll notice that only four of them have holes in their back pockets.
You've got a pocket for crying.
it's been building up. And every time I look for something, can't see what you've got. And then you get all covered in dirt, things you didn't know you had. Buried deep in the lining, it seems to be making you sad. With things from your children, things from your mother, things from your sister, things from your lover, with things in your pockets away you don't see how you get around. You can be a father, you can be a brother or son, you can be a lover, but you don't belong to anyone. You got paper hankies, bits of straw, money that's out of date. You got sand from the beach and children's sweets. You carry around such weight, and the things that you keep in your pockets remind you of them all. You can be a father, you can be a brother or son, you can be a lover, but you don't belong to anyone. You don't belong to anyone. You don't belong to anyone. You got a key for a front door, you'll never open. Yeah, that does feel really good when you clap after the first ball bars. Really nice. Right, something silly now. Would you like to be silly?
Yeah.
Because you've got to join in with this, and you have to do trumpet noises. Is that all right? I will just show you how to do them first, and then you can have a little go, in case any of you haven't done this before. So I'll just show you this. You've got to go. And other things as well, but you just try that bit, okay? So, after three, one, two, three, go. That is really good. It's really good. It's one of the best so far. That is, except for some people laughing. Why are you laughing? So, you do that, you can do that any time during this song, if you feel like it, and then there's a bit that you can do it in, like, near the end, okay? Right, this is a Bessie Smith song that we're both going to corrupt rather a lot now. one more chance. My daddy says I'm bug. Thing. Right, this is a song called Sailing Boat, which I wrote rather a long time ago, and Fairport toured it, I think, a couple of years ago and recorded it as well.
For sure that I'm heading in one direction.
it's just I'm not very good at weaving it into my patter. So I have got 2 CDs for sale here tonight. And the one that song's on is called Eye to Eye, and it's got a picture on the front of me going like this. And then the other one is called Pockets on Fire, and that's got a cartoon picture on the front of me going like this. So you can spot the difference between them. And then also I've got a mailing list which will be put out there at the interval, and I'll come out and show you all this as well. You know, I'll come out and show you where it all is. So if you want to put your name on the mailing list, you see, then put it down and I will post out to you when I'm in your area, and then you can decide whether you want to come or not. So that's good, isn't it? This is a song called Maybe Tomorrow, and it's about staying up late and drinking and singing, which I've been doing rather a lot recently, some of those things anyway. And I don't know if you know how this tour goes, but like there's a big bus which carries all the people who make the show work in, and me as well. And they're the people who are sort of all in the wings that you can't see, and the sound and the lights and everybody who makes this all work. And we all go on this bus, and it's very nice. And the crew are really good at doing 2 of those things that I just told you about.
To the sky.
else now. Is that okay? Do you know about the internet? No, the internet. Do you know the internet?
Yes.
And the website thing, because I don't know much about it, you see, because I haven't got a computer. And I'm telling you this because every day I have to send something to the internet to be put on. Has anybody seen it yet? One person. Can you, if I said that again, can you all just go, yes? Has anyone seen it yet?
Yes!
Oh. Well, I'll tell you about it anyway, just in case some of you haven't. And what it is I send this cartoon strip, right, and it's called The Normal Adventures of the Fairport Five, because, you know, we thought we'd do, like, a cartoon strip of them doing normal things, because they usually do, like, really exciting things, you know, like jet skiing and parachuting and things like that that are really, like, exciting. So I've got them doing things like washing, ironing, sharpening pencils, other things, changing light bulbs and things like that we all normally do, see? So that's really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I also send a bit of, you know, garb about what happens on the tour and all that. And you need a thing to get on it, which is a special thing that you have to press, which is WW something or other, dot, and then, well, something else, and then a dot, and then something, and then another dot. But you've got to get, like, the dots in the right order, really. That's, if you buy a program, like, there's an example of the Fairport 5, and that special thing with the dots that you need to get into it, okay? And it's also on my leaflet as well. So that was really exciting, wasn't it? Right, I think I better get on quickly and sing this song, which I'd like to introduce Rick Sanders and Jerry Conway for.
I want to
They're completely blown up and gone. So I'm going to get a Nissan Prairie like Chris when I get off this tour. Because it's got nice slidey doors and opening up boot and all that sort of thing, hasn't it, Chris? Yeah. Great. Has everybody got their glasses then?
Yeah, I've got mine. I've got mine,
Miss Ryder. Not that sort of glass, Simon. Not that sort of glass. This kind of glasses. You got yours.
Just trying.
gentlemen, the unreasonably talented Anna Ryder. Also unreasonably talented, and although he may be a stranger to you on a stage with the Fairport Convention, I'm sure he's causing your record collections to groan and sag your shoulders back at home, because he's played on everything by everybody. Please welcome the also unreasonably talented Jerry Conway. Thank you. case you wandered in here by accident, we should just warn you, we're a band called Fairhall Convention, 30 years of overnight success, not the Chuckle Brothers, although we do enjoy ourselves on stage, if that's all right with you. And if you already knew that, you know, if you knew we were Fairhall, you'd come here on purpose, and you were trying to wonder where you'd heard that set of tunes before. Either you've seen this earlier on the tour, or you're having a senior moment, because my 75-year-old auntie always puts it so charmingly. We haven't recorded that one yet, so don't worry about which of the 70s albums that medley is lifted from. Because I'm trying to break it to you gently, folks. We've got some new material. Maybe hyperventilating it? No. Fairport in new material shock. Yes, we've got some. But not yet. And ease you back into the comfy slipper that is Fairportville. This is a song from Steve Tilston. We first attempted in. This guitar's really seriously out of tune. What's going on, Jackson? This is a song we first attempted in 96. It was written by Steve Tilston, and it's about a chap who starts a new life in a new country and eventually meets a sticky end, although the song does not reveal her name. It's called Slip Jigs and Reels.
He was barely a man in his grandfather's coat, sewn into the lining, a ten-shilling note. Goodbye to the family, farewell to the shore. Delight is converging, you'll see me no more. Well, the boat on the ocean tossed like a cork, and then one fine morning they sighted New York. He stood on the gangplank and breathed in the air. I know that the plenty I've come for my share. And he did like the latest, their eyes in the fall of their ankles and dresses down on a dance floor. And rolling the dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most delight in his things and wheels. There's talk of a fiscal and some say a but all agreed to there was somebody's wife. A dreadful commotion and a terrible fight. He left a man dead and ran into the flames. And on a train to St. Louis, just one jump ahead, he slept one eye open, a six-gun in bed. And he dreamt of the mountains at home, or crossing the plain where the buffalo roam. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice, spinning the wheels. But he took most delight in the jigs and reels. Reputation's a hard thing to bear. Mothers were scorned, children they stared. Said we found consolation in flesh remedy. Your life ain't so bad, girl, for each need of me. And they called him the kid, and by 21, all he knew was the power of the gun. And by 23, in his legs, he rambled around. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and buzzes down on a dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most of the nights in the slidges and reels. Thank you. of circles, just wishing he'd die. I know it's a duty, it must be said. How will it go before you get? In the swellest letters I heard someone say, in the deadliest ambush near old Santa Fe, and the young buck was taken, dust in a coat, and inside the line in a tension. Many did like the latest to rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice, spinning the wheel. Bobby took off the left in his switches and wheels, and rolling the dice, spinning the wheel. Jigs and reels.
Thank you. This next song concerns the power of positive thinking. Thinking good, strong thoughts that generally end up with some kind of fruition at the end of a period of time. I could maybe suggest one to you to ponder during this first half. How about I will buy a CD at half time? That's a good one. It's a song called The Wishfulness Waltz, written by Alan Franks. I'm about to sing this one tonight for Anna and Andrew.
They show us the way, then dismount over the sky. Down the streets of our time, we'll pursue the refrain. We'll let us go dancing again. And the wishfulness was goes round to eternity. The time passes by upon the carousel. Strong expectation is wooing weak memory. The wonderful wishfulness was. The wonderful wishfulness.
Please welcome on the violin, Rick Saunders, all the way from Bloxham in Oxford. Thank you. We're going to play now for you, obviously. We're going to play a number which, uncharacteristically for us, is written in a jazz idiom. It's written in the style of the Hot Club Quintet, Hot Club of Paris, which was the group formed in the 1930s by dear old Stefan Grappelli and Jangling Rhino Hide, the well-known typing error. Django Reinhardt, of course. And we're going to become
the hot... that caravan, Peter Django.
Yes. We're going to become the Hot Club of Bangui, ladies and gentlemen, before your very eyes, we are. Before your very eyes. And this is called The Woodworm Swing, which we've recorded no less than three times so far, you know. Because it's on the original thing we recorded on, was Old, New, Borrowed and Blue, which was the only to date totally acoustic CD that we've made, which was an amazing thing, I think, a totally acoustic CD. You didn't even have to plug your stereo in, you just give it a spin off, it worked on its own. Very economic. Then it was on the 30th anniversary box set, and most recently it's on... I'll tell you in a minute, I'll just say thank the hall for providing us with these beautiful acoustic chairs. These are special acoustic chairs, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Can you call it a flying machine, if you like? Yes. Because Peggy and Simon have found, from many years of experience in the business, that acoustic chairs are the best type to have. They've tried the alternative and they don't like it. I mean, just work it through, you know. So it's also on the video, the new video we have out, which is called Beyond. And that's my own favourite version of this piece. One of the reasons it's my favourite version is because we used to do it as an acoustic number without drums. Now it has not only drums, but it has Jerry Conway. Give him another ripple, ladies and gentlemen. I think he deserves another ripple.
Stand up, Jerry. There you are.
He says to me, will you please play something for Lucy, whose 12th birthday is tomorrow. Hey, happy birthday, Lucy.
No, we'll play something for you tomorrow, Lucy, if you come to Market Harbour, because we've got to.
Rick Saunders, author.
And playing up a storm on that wind, to put David Gisland to shame, Chris Leslie.
Thank you. It's great having Chris in the band, although he's only been with us for a couple of years. You know, he's consequently he's still seriously keen and conscientious. We were like that when we joined the group, Simon and myself, you know. I used to wash my hair every day like Chris does. It's just a matter of time, Chris. Chris, you know, it's great because because he's so keen, sometimes over lunchtime, the rest of us have to stop in like public houses. We only go to pubs to eat. There are some great pubs in England now. If you get the good pub guide, you'll find that it will never let you down. It's never let us down, as it's like. In fact,
there was one occasion where we did get let down badly, but we can't blame the pub guide because the kitchen was closed for refurbishment.
That's right.
It smelled fantastic, even though they were still moving stuff around in JCBs.
Yeah, we got out of the van and smelled the kitchen anyway, you know. But we never drink over lunchtime because we're professionals, but just go to pubs to eat. But and we leave Chris locked in the van. We lock him in the van and make him write songs, and he does. And so far over the last 3 weeks, he's come up with like 6 new songs. And this is one of them that he wrote in conjunction with another long-haired multi-instrumentalist called Nigel Stonier, and it's called The Wood and the Wire, and we think it's a great song. We're a bit worried about the introduction to it though, so we need you to tell us whether you like it or not, because if you don't, he'll be locked in the van tomorrow lunchtime and he won't get his crisps and his can of diet coke either. So we're using you, Tunbridge Wells, to check it out, so listen carefully, Chris. If they're on your side, you're all right. It's ear-catching. I like it, but I just think it's in the wrong mode. Because basically, it's kind of like a minor key vibe, this song, isn't it? It's like, it's about a guy, as a child, spotting a guitar in a shop window and wanting to buy it, and it's very sort of like, it's kind of hard-edged, and I think that's a bit too sweet-sounding.
But they like it.
Yeah, I know they do. I think it's like it's an introduction looking for a song. We put that to one side. I think we should try something more in the sort of, I don't know, is this Phrygian or Dorian? This
no, it's Tunbridge Wells.
I think we should try something a bit more like, you know, on the knuckle like this. Let's see how this works.
See, that doesn't work.
You know, classical training, years of technique.
Time for a drink.
I'll just have it a quick talking to.
Let's go back to the first one. It was great.
Must be.
There are some songs that start without an intro.
Jill at school had a fate on a radio show one night so late. Teacher's words didn't inspire. But he heard the truth in the wood and the wire. In a high street window, it winked and beckoned to turn his head in a single second. For his month's wage, heart's desire. Under the smell of the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire claim a man. Dreams his fingers fire in his hands. Out of that laughter, brighter than fire. Lives in the wood and the wire. Every night through the legend wall, every knock on sacred score, singing to his only one, all the songs that ever sung. Open up like endless fronts, every night with every moon. Even the paper no longer alive. moves in the wood and the wild. Wood and wild, leave a man, dreams his fingers, tar his hands. Rather than laughter, rather than fire, Thomas lives in the wood and the wild.
Dreadful early burgers. Probably so. I was wasting my time in a band called Fever Prevention. Plus ça change. But that year we had a couple of chaps who were working in the band alongside us, and they were a songwriting duo, and they came up with this couple of songs between them, a short but happy sunburst of a period. And many of those songs ended up on a record called Elysian Leaf, which I gather many of you probably have in the sort of grey, dusty area of your private quarters. This is one of those songs. It's about as far back down the repertoire as we're looking this evening. And it's called Mad Mick. I'll set this down here. You may know it better as Crazy Man Michael. It was written by David Cyril Eric, the Small Brick Variety, and Richard John Thompson set. And it's nice to still have it around.
Your future, I
Thank you. This next song is based on three characters that were quite influential in my teenage years, three kind of salt of the earth characters that I came across.
Beverly Sisters.
The Beverly Sisters. They were
Peter, Paul and Mary.
No.
Ragtag and Bob.
Close, but no. If I tell you that two of them came from a village in West Oxfordshire called Bampton in the Bush.
they do, Bampton in the Bush. It's a fine place that has a tradition of Morris dancing for well over 450 years. Passed down from father to son. The third character, I should continue, the third character is a shepherd, or was a shepherd, called Mont Abbott, fantastic character from a village called Church Enstone in Oxfordshire, and he was a wonderful chap that had an amazing mind. He didn't travel very much in his life, but he seemed to know about all kinds of things and be very aware, and sung some great songs too. So this song's a mixture of all three, and it's called The Dancer.
His father was a dancer before him, his father before him, and his father before him. Ruling line with the steps that came down through the years. Like a spell through the streets, everyone had the stories of family glories. Ribbon sweet in the air of the new summer breeze. It seemed his very heart. In his very bones, it's all in all its glory. It's all in all its glory. It was written in the stone. We can see it in the stone. Yeah, this plague is just your life. It's hard to remember. It's so hard to remember. When the beat got so nice, they could.
Thank you very much. Young Chris Leslie.
Because you've been very nice to us so far, we were hoping you'd join us in having a short intermission after this next item. If that's all right with you, you could wander off and have a little drinky and perhaps a wee-wee and stuff like that for about 20 minutes. But please come back, yeah? Because it's much nicer in this room with you not here. We really want you to come back.
It was crap on sound check.
It was. It was awful, in fact. Sound checks are so lonely without people. That's why we don't do them. Anyway, so please come back, and we'd like to leave you with, thank you, Simon, another glass of water. Is it sparkly? Or?
Yes, it's a mixture.
Thank you. So please come back after this. We'd like to leave you with a new song from our friend Steve Tilston. He's got a really great solo album out. We don't know the title, but this is a song that we've stolen off him. The song's called Rocky Road, and especially don't buy his version of it, because we hope you'll like ours much better, and it's going to be on our next record. So Rocky Road, and then go off, tiddle, drink, maybe collect some Anna Ryder CDs, because they're fabulous and you deserve them. And programmes, read about Simon Nichols' first, when he lost his virginity, basically. And it's very amusing. And it's only £3, which is, how much did you pay? I mean, no.
Oh, it's rocky road, it makes the poor heart sore.
If I ever get off this rocky road, I may get on it anymore. This rocky road is a poor song. If I ever get off this rocky road, I may get on it anymore. Not anymore.
Situation. You know when you're having breakfast, a nice, leisurely, quiet breakfast, a nice, beautiful morning, and you say something to your partner that just comes out of your mouth the wrong way. Maybe the wrong choice of words or the wrong intonation, and it gets taken very badly and returned with vitriol. And then you try and say something else to regain the ground. And it just goes horribly wrong. Then you end up in a stony silence. And all you can hear is the snap, crackle, and pop. And so one of you goes to work, and when you get to work, you say, it's not fair, that's really not what I meant to say. You know, I didn't mean that at all. Maybe I'll phone home and say sorry. It doesn't matter who was right. I'll just say sorry. That's the best way. And this breakfast has already taken place before this next song starts. And the person at work has gone through all this thought process, but can't do anything about it. Because the person at work is, in fact, a lighthouse keeper. So this song says, really, what they think, what they're thinking about, and what they decide to do to make things better. It's called Close to You. A dark spot over my side of the stage, which gives you a rendition of not quite close enough to you. So you can't see the little dots on the neck, so I'll try again. A little bit of wattage.
Sorry, Tunbridge.
Well,
ships are sailing, looks like rain out on the island. From the rushing wind, I taste the salt on my tongue. Waves meet, the fall is warm against the headland. The kind of day that makes me wish that you had come. Fishing boats head out in the driving rain, up against the snow they seem insane, and you know they'll put to sea again and again. I want to be close to you. Back on dry land, people hurry about their business. Hear the clock and slow stress. To light the way so others won't come again. And you know the smile is in this light that I will send into the night. It doesn't seem to matter now just who was wrong as I write these words to you. Ships pass, tall masts out in the sand. Dark night, no moonlight. We from the
leaflets, if you put your name and address on them, we'll pester you for the rest of your lives or ours, whichever should be the longest. We're hoping it's your lives that will be longer. And so are Folk Roots magazine. If you have been to Cropperty, you may have visited Banbury, which is our local market town, where in fact Chris Resley was lazed and bled. Chris still goes to the hairdressers there, apparently. So I'm told through the grapevine. And Banbury's a fantastic place. It's got a high street and a thing called Banbury Cross. And that's about it, really. There are no good pubs in Banbury. There's nowhere good to eat. And but there are some good record shops.
The tie's all right, yeah.
Because the record shops are great because there's lots of great second-hand records in London, Peggy. Yeah, most of them are ours. So it's but anyway, every October we do have a big event in Banbury, which I used to go to when I was younger. And Chris has written a song about it, and here he is after my enormous build-up for it to sing it for you. Chris says it.
The month of October. drawing in, the crescent moon hung in the sky. Smoke out of chimneys, frost on the ground, another year passing us by. Me and a friend with an evening to spare, my shirt collar whiter than white. We talked our way down to the middle of town, with the music, the movement and the light. I rode the big wheel and got stuck at the top with the loveliest girl of the fair. We had a different view of the old town hall clock as we swung to and fro in the air. A shot on the rifle range knocked them all down. Missed out the Pokemon shy. Closed eyes on the voices just spinning so fast. We thought we were going to die. At the talk of the town, you've got to be old enough. Down by the bar, to the teller of fate, we both had a go to see if she could reveal more. We partnered with silver, held on to our breath. She gazed in a huge crystal ball, seeing an animal 7 hands high, galloping wild and free. Now the picture is fading, I see nothing more, but a very good omen you'll see.
Song of Chris's own devising, the wonderful Chris Leslie. And this obviously is a section of the evening devoted to songs including the word fair in the title. We will be now attempting to traverse the tightrope of eventuality, which may result in a successful performance of the hiring fair or not, as the case may be. And you can imagine after 29 nights of walking across a tightrope with shackled to four other folk, it's not easy, but we'll have a pop. This song is, if any individual song is responsible for the resurgence of Fairport in 1985, this is probably the one that is most likely to get voted the one. It was written by Ralph McTell. He's not here tonight, but he did send this song. And it's on a record called Gladys's Leap. I'm sure they do, I've never seen it. And it's probably best if you all turn round now, face the other way, because this is a first person song, and as every day goes by, as every tour goes past, I get less like the protagonist that I see in my own mental video or film, as we all style chaps used to call them, because our hero is in fact a young sort of Thomas Hardy-esque agricultural son of the soil on the cusp of manhood and deeply in love for the very first time. So either turn the lights off or turn around or suspend temporarily all faculties of disbelief in the best traditions of the theatre. Alright? It's nice in temperature, wasn't it? We always look forward to this one. It's not always at the end of the tour. Sometimes it's near the beginning, sometimes it's in the middle. This time it's near the end. Oh, yeah. I'm hiring for it. Oh, and this is for Barbara. Because you're moving to Ireland, aren't you? And your best mate, Pete, is going to miss you a lot. And we're going to miss you too. But we like coming to Ireland too, so can we come and visit you?
Yes!
Thanks.
Correct answer. What's going on here?
To the hiring fair for to sell the labour. I noticed a maid in the very next row, and I hoped she'd be my neighbour. Imagine then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, my heart beat in my throat. Lodging was dry, my master fair, I gave him full measure. Like corn in the field, my envy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I'd watch her carry water or drive cows from the byre. The heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire. See her in my dreaming, in my dreams caress. Her lips, her eyes, her dark brown hair, the curves beneath her dress. When harvest time it came at length, so heavy was our task. But the women and the men worked side by side, so I had her near at last. I swung harder with my scythe, few words between us passed. and I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness, and hoped she'd hear my heart. When all was safely gathered in, and we sat down to rest, my trembling fingers crossed her arm. She placed them on her breast.
We're going to play an instrumental for you now, which it's Well, oh gosh. Actually, I'm a bit reticent to even tell you about it because something, you know, we've been accused here of like copying, you know, which isn't fair, I think. We've been accused of copying or like jumping on the bandwagon or whatever. Because this is a tune from, it's a kind of a new concept thing we're working on. It's like a show, really, I guess. And it combines Irish music and song and dance too, but done the Fairport way.
Get ahead of us now.
Yes. It's called Liver Dance, ladies and gentlemen. It is. We did actually... We did actually ask Michael Flatley, the great Michael Flatley, if he would choreograph this next piece for us. But Michael Flatley refused. It's a shame, really, because these tunes aren't really Irish, you see, that's the trouble. They're not pretend Irish, you know. But if you drink enough Guinness, they sound Irish. That's for sure. Mind you, if you drink enough Guinness, Stravinsky's right, it's spring sounds Irish. I have found that. You have to be so careful with drink, don't you, really? I think you do. I try and be careful with drink. I mean, well, for instance, I was on the way just walking to the theatre earlier on this afternoon, and this guy stopped me in the street and said, you know, can you spare me a couple of quid for a drink? And I gave him the money, no problem, I gave him the money. But I said to him, you know, how can I be certain you're not going to use this to buy food? Because I had to get me, you know, you established that thing. Someone offered me some of that elephant beer the other day. I said, no, thank you. I drink to forget. it's made life a lot easier, you see, because we're all in Alcoholics Anonymous now, which makes things much easier for us. We still drink, we just don't know who with. So this is called the Bowman's Retreat. It's on video, Who Knows Where the Time Goes, in the new show. And you may want to dance to it. You'll probably say, oh, dancey, dancey, yes, I'd like to dance. Oh dear, you'll think I'm a bit inhibited because I've never done any folk dancing before. I don't know the moves. And if you feel like that, don't worry. If you just look to your left, we've put special diagrams above the fire exits here to show you the basics. You should have no trouble here, ladies and gentlemen. So, from Liver Dance, here we have the Bowman's Retreat. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Rick Saunders, author.
Six and ten.
This song goes back about the same length of time. In fact, it was in 1968 that we were casting about for a girl singer. Literally casting. We put an advertisement in a newspaper of a musical nature, and grisly business rehearsals, auditions, and it was all black and white going into colour when Sandy Denny came into the room and opened her guitar case and started singing. And although she was only on three or four of the band's albums in the next few years, and sadly shuffled off this mortal coil over 20 years ago now, her contribution to the general memory of Fairport is obviously difficult to overstate. And it's a measure of her greatness, really, as a thinking writer, that she wrote the following song when she was only a child, even before she joined us. This was in the bottom of her guitar case, along with a lot of other rather more interesting stuff at the time. And she kind of took the song with her. It was definitely her own thing, and it's nice to have it back now. Time has gone by. Because the truth, the simple truth that the song encapsulates is made more relevant, really, by the fact that she's now a grandmother. And we had the pleasure of meeting her twin granddaughters, who are both sort of at the toddling stage now, a couple of months ago in Australia. And they are masses of trouble, into everything, off in different directions at the same time. A great team, and nothing but joy, obviously, to those around them. So. Think they remind me of, really. This is her song.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving. How do they know that it's time for them to go home? For her head to find. If your good friends are leaving, ah, but then you know it was time for me to go. I
I do not count the time.
First of all, Rick Sanders on the string arrangement, and Dave Pegg playing the best bass guitar in this country tonight.
Just before coming away, started this tour, I was loading stuff into my... Is Anna here? No.
Yes.
Good. No. No, good. I was loading stuff in my aging Nissan Prairie.
Good runner, though.
To come on to a very good runner.
One careful Anna.
One careful Anna.
And then you bought it.
And then, you know, on cars that have tailgates, when you lift the tailgate up, there are these two kind of bicycle pump type things that go, you know, and hold the tailgate up. You know,
not on my Ferrari.
Well, these pumps aren't what they used to be. And they don't.
I think they're called gas struts.
I've got gas struts.
I've got real deep. Who can ask for anything more?
Well, my gas struts aren't what they used to be.
I know the feeling, Chris. You can get them on the National Health now, can't you?
And they won't, take my tailgate up as far as it used to go. Consequently, I was going forward, lifting something in, and I cracked my head across there, right on the edge. You know, it really, really hurt. And I thought, that's brilliant. Just about to go away on tour, in front of the lights, and I have a huge shiner just here, It's not going to look very good.
Well, anything you've got that huge is something to be happy about.
So I rushed back in, had a look, and I was very, very lucky. I got away with it because all I was left with was the word Nissan. And there's a curious link to this next song because it's about a fiddle player. Is it what? What?
No, I was just dreaming.
Curious. Curiously. Because next, the fiddler in the next song was hit over the head with a lump hammer. And he was left with the word Stanley. And we would like to do this song. His name was John Gowdy. We'd like to do this song tonight for Adam Bailey. You here, Adam? Yes, Adam, this is for you. We have the cassette here with the relevant information, cars, engine sizes. You know, but anyway, come and see us afterwards. John Gowdy. John Gowdy was a fine young man in Shetland, so it's told. There's a girl in love with a tiny school and he get bored. They've danced it up, they've danced it down, the tunes are right around. Of all the players in Shetland, I was not till it could be found. When John broke the window, jealous in his back before, he ran back to the lecture show, wrote himself a tune.
Thank you.
very much.
Next song is from the planet California, and so it's a bit unlike Shetland. Although we did do two gigs there back to back once. No, it wasn't. It wasn't California, Lerwick. It was Sydney, Lerwick, because we're really well organised like that. And speaking of Sydney, 3 years ago, we gave somebody a lift from Canberra to Sydney, who was a singer-songwriter herself. And she was performing at the Canberra Festival with us. And we hadn't met her before. She's from California. Her name's Christina Olsen. And we liked her so much we booked her for the following property. Did anybody catch her in 96?
Yeah.
Christina Olsen. Well, there's at least one and a half hands going. But Christina is a bit of a remarkable person. And she has a lot of luggage. I won't tell you about the luggage. But a few months after our meeting, she had a dream in which the following song arrived. Didn't know what to do with it really, so she put it on a cassette and sent it to us, which is always a charitable thing to do, and it's a way of sort of, you know, cleaning yourself out. If you have a song in yourself and you want to get rid of it, need to shift it out of your body, out of your psyche, dump it on a cassette, mail it to Box 37. We listen to everything and we love it. Thank you very much. But this song inveigled its way sweetly into our repertoire, and now we love it.
I love everything.
Dot, dot, dot. Dangerous.
Michael wears his tan like a fashion, wears a coat. He's full of bad adventures, he's full of anecdotes. He flies medical equipment through inflamed war zones. Jenna never knows if it's time to make it home. It's dangerous. And it is dangerous. Reason to survive. He cleans his teeth with crisp, he gives his eyes a squint, he gives his crystal a little shine, it doesn't quit. Dangerous. She met him on a plane, her seat was 7A, he sat in 7B. Jesus Christ, he made a day. It's dangerous, and it is danger that keeps your love alive. Without it, her love would surely die. Each time he says goodbye, she's promised not to cry. With a beer in the gym, a suit, but she's bothered with her ride. Now he's flying and telling of a friend who says he died. Another pilot chopped down nearly half into his vibe. She leans over to him to intensely kiss his face. The sips she's been rising just exactly how it tastes. That's dangerous. And when he laid my she doesn't seem to know about the
intersection, only four blocks from home. That's dangerous. Now he's standing at the airport, he's standing at the gates. He can't believe she's had the nerve to gain and make her wait. He barely made it through alive this time. And it was danger that kept the love alive. But what happens when a wrong one dies? He shakes the doctor angrily, he shakes her once again. He hits the ER wall and he cries out a name. He shakes the doctor angrily, he shakes her once again. He curses all the nurses and he never cries again. Dangerous,
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 dangerous.
Life's dangerous.
Sound worse than it really is, because I had a fantastic definition of life the other day. It's a sexually transmitted condition of an invariably fatal nature, which kind of puts all your problems into perspective. This is a song, surprisingly enough, and we're going to finish the evening with it, unsurprisingly enough. It's that one that we've been doing for quite a few decades now to finish the evening. And some nights it's got 19 verses in the right order, because it's a story song, and it's about sort of unrequited lust, and then requited lust, and then discovery and confrontation. No messing about going to relate, nothing more swordplay, really, than that. And blood on the carpet, recrimination, and early burial, and then in some comedy tunes. But if you have been to Tunbridge Wells, thanks for listening. It's always been nice to be here, and I hope to see you again next year. Not that I can see you now, of course. It's just a black void, really. However, there's always Market Harbour to look forward to.
Not a black void.
Is it right if I go and turn my guitar on now? I didn't tell you, yes, because we've been doing this for so long, we've got this sort of pinwheel arrangement, a bit like Wheel of Fortune, you know, in the dressing room, where we spin it every night and see what sort of, shall we do it in a new style tonight? And just as well, it didn't land on the Greek one. So, I mean, he's got the bouzouki ready and armed. And the French accordion style is also sort of, a sort of, what do you call them?
But we are going to do this
just to prove absolutely finally that white men can't play reggae. That's where it landed. I know they can't play reggae because I've got a couple of UB40 albums. Have you?
You bought them. Could have got you them to nothing.
That's all right, fine, I'm going to skip.
church and the gospel she did hear. And when a meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about. There she spied little Paddy Bones walking through the crowds. Come home with me, little Paddy Bones. Come home with me tonight. Come home with me, I'll be Paddy Bones. That's the delight. Oh, I can't go home, and I won't go home. I'm sleeping with you tonight. For by the ring of your fingers, I can see that you are my master's wife. And when I bang on the board on his wife, he is my home. He is gone to the park on a trip to get the airlings home. And in her hurry to carry his news, she bent the best his friend. And when she came to the broadcast tree, she took off her shoes and ran.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Royal Sandwich Wells. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Chris Leslie.
Nick Sanders.
Simon Nicol.
Gary Cummings. David Peck.
Thank you. Good night, sir.
Does need a bit of practice on your part, because you will, of course, be joining us in a field in brilliant sunshine, clear blue skies both days, just a nice balmy sort of 72, 75 degrees, something like that. 13th and 14th of August, make sure you've got it in your diaries. But about 20 to 12 on the Saturday night, 14th, we'll be singing this next song, and we need your help for that, and you don't mind a bit of early practice now, do you? This is assuming, of course, you can get back up the M5 from Cornwall to witness the eclipse on Wednesday of the previous week. The same year, rather. If Cornwall hasn't sunk under the weight of tourism and become another silly island, consequentially involving Essex in a new elevation as a leading European ski resort, nice to have a function for Essex, wouldn't it? Then we'll see you there. As I said, the weather forecast is brilliant. And we need your help for this one. So, good night, Tunbridge Wells. Thank you for listening, if you have been. Maybe verbal invention, not the Chapel Brothers. See you soon.
We used to say that come the day, we'd all be making songs, or finding better words. These ideas never lasted long.
Do that.
I see that I'm all alone. But that's the only way to be. But you'll have a chance next time. Then you can do the work for me.
Thank you.